The bonny gray-eyed morn began to peep, when Jock Eros with love came blithely on, and I, who wishing lay deprived of sleep, abhorred the lazy hours that slow did run. But muckle were my joy when in my view I from the window spied my only dear. I took the wings of love and to him flew, for I had fancied all my heaven was there. Upon my bosom Jock he laid his head, and sighing told me pretty tales of love. My yielding heart at every word he said did flutter up and down and strangely move. He sighing kissed my hand, then vowed and swore that I had o'er his heart a conquest gained, then blushing begged that I would grant him more, which he, alas, too soon obtained. Not that I do repent, I did comply, but this I needs must on my yielding heart, was quickly overcome by Jockey's eye, which gives a deeper wound than Cupid's dart. His cheeks were cherry red, his lips the same, his tongue so many charms would still express, that every word he speak did raise new flame, and kindled fire in my breast. My Jockey does a thousand ways beside express himself in tender love to me. With arms about my waist, he sighing cried, "Oh, give me thy consent, or eyes, Mandy." Then with a gentle kiss does beg again that his poor wounded heart I would but cure, not thinking that I felt his lovesick pain, for I, alas, was his before. But now I could no longer hide my pain. I let my dearest Jockey know my heart. Oh, how he hugged me in his arms again, and every kiss he gave did ease my smart. Then vowing o'er and o'er between each kiss, he constant would remain while life did last. Now tell me, lovers, where's the harm of this? For to enjoy when that the knot's tied fast.